Blog Talk Radio.
The question is, what are you willing to...
Tune in every Monday from 10 a.m. to 12 to Awake with All Set on Evolution Radio, where the revolution is the evolution.
But you always knew that this is where you wanted to be. This is what
I knew. I wanted to be in show business, yeah. And I just happened to luck out and things happened. I think you know what you're supposed to do, mm-hmm. deep down inside. I think everybody does. A lot of people just don't go after it. Mm-hmm. You know, cause, like most people start out, they say, I want to be a this, but I'm going to get that to make sure I have something to fall back on. Yeah. And what you're doing is you're setting yourself up for failure because you're going, there's a possibility that I'm going to fall back. And when you put that out there, then you fall back. But if you just say, hey, this is what I want to do, and you go do it, you usually get your stuff the way you want it, man.
That's what
Good morning. This is Chief McClellan. You are on Awake with Austin, and I'll be taking over for the next few episodes. The clip I just played was a clip from Eddie Murphy. Like, basically, he was briefly explaining the topic that we're covering today, self-actualization. Self-actualization, the definition by Abraham Maslow, American psychologist, is the realization of fulfillment of one's talents and potentials, especially considering as a drive and need present in everyone. Basically, self-actualization is the full expansion of you. Self-actualization comes from Abraham Maslow's hierarchy of needs. And we cannot self-actualize until we satisfy our basic hierarchy of needs, which is basically like food, shelter, and like water, the basic stuff we need to survive, and our psychological needs such as like belonging, self-esteem, security, and love. A simpler definition is basically to realize your full potential. Self-actualization is a need just as much as every day we need water. The same thing with self-actualization. Self-actualization is not a luxury, something that some people have and some people don't. Is a basic need for survival. It is when you know what you are capable of and you don't set out to fulfill your full potential and your full goals and desires, basically it's like it rots you on the inside. And it leads to psychological dysfunction, such as anxiety and depression. It's like drinking water. And if you don't drink enough water or eating your vitamins every day, you become deficient in your natural needs for water. Same thing goes for your psyche. We may not think about it too much, but it is the same as like being deficient in your psyche. And not understanding that can create a huge problem. It's like every day, you know, you tell ourselves, oh, I'm going to work out, I need to work out. But you know that if you work out, you put the time, energy into working out, you will start to feel better, you have more energy, you will get healthier and be able to do all the things that you probably wouldn't be able to, like run or ride a bike. Same thing like for your mental health. That's the importance of setting goals and exercising and eating right and taking care of your basic needs. Same goes for your mental health and your aspirations. Self-actualization is basically just like knowing what you are capable of and setting out to do it. It's like basically you want to feel good and do better and be better. You have to put the time and energy into it. That you know that you're capable of. A person who knows, for instance, knows for a fact that if I eat healthy, I'll be healthy, but they don't do that. That also causes psychological, I guess you say, weakness, because like working out, you build that muscle and it weakens you on the inside, but mentally. We cannot self-actualize until we satisfy, you know, our basic needs, which the necessity for our survival, such as food, water, safety, security status, and all that other stuff that basically basic needs that we need every day. One of a quote from Abraham Maslow's study over the hierarchy of needs is, I think this is a really good quote. I really like this one. What human beings can be, they must be. They must be true to their own nature. This need we may call self-actualization refers to men's desire for self-fulfillment. The tendency for him to become actually and what he is potentially. I think that quote is so powerful because a lot of people have, we know what we're capable of. We know our talents, we know our strengths, and we know where we excel and where we succeed. So basically, it's just saying for one to be fulfilled in life and be fully happy and feel as if they don't have to seek out judgment and care about too much of status and what other people think and how they should feel and not conforming to the everyday ins and outs of just the basic needs of just getting up, going to work to pay the bills, to provide shelter, but actually living life. Person who makes music, a poet who writes, and just an ambitious person who wants to live their best life and where they succeed and excel, and where, like, even someone who is good with numbers or want to drive to be the best possible version of you. That's what self-actualization is. A few characteristics of self-actualizing person is they see reality more objectively. They increase reality more objectively than others and increase acceptance of themselves and natures. They are spontaneous and increase sense of individuality. They take full responsibility for how their life unfolds. They are not a slave to the culture, and they pick and choose like what works for them in their lives and not what the masses or what everyone else feels like is okay. They are true to themselves and their own nature, and they trust their own selves and their judgment. And they're better able to manage relationships and their emotions. Individuality is oneself being true to oneself. I feel like when a person can do that, it's when they can actually exceed and feel fulfilled and within themselves. We have things within ourselves that push us every day that makes us get up and motivates us to go for the things like that makes us happy. Sometimes we have these thoughts and these fears that might hold us back and make us feel like, well, if I do this, I think I possibly fail. That's the definition I believe of having a defeatist attitude. Someone who does not go and succeed because they are already afraid of the fear. They're already afraid of life, and they play it safe, so to speak. Basically, they know that this is safe. I know that if I get this job and I can do this, and I stay at this one spot, this is like that's their security of every day. I have a place to stay and I have food to eat, but that's not fulfilling for yourself. That creates it creates damage on your psychological health. When you negate who you are and who can be potentially just for comfort, just for that security of, I know that I'm going to have this, and you hold yourself back from potentially being the best you, being most successful because you feel like, how can I, as in saying I can't. Anything that you want, you can do. I feel like we know this deep down. We do genuinely know this, but we all have our own set of fears. We do have our own set of fears that can stop us, but you have to be brave enough and bold enough to go against it. be spontaneous. Be your most authentic self that you can be. Trust your judgment. You know what I mean? And sometimes, you know, we hear things and we see things and we don't want to, we question it, but we still do it because it's comfort. And the most important thing to understand is that your life is in your hands. You have full responsibility to how your life turns out. A lot of us let life happen to us instead of actually fully living life and being happy. We can say it's up to circumstances and how certain things turned out. Things didn't turn out the best way for this, that, and the third, but in actuality, it's up to us to be your best self. When you like something, you can like it. Be you genuinely and authentically, and excel and work hard and put time and effort into you and creating the best that you could possibly be of yourself. And right now, we are going to take a quick music break, and then we're going to come back with the second part of the show.
Ain't none to it, real one. Ain't none to it, boss. Ain't none to it, real one. Ain't none to it, boss. I better toast. Ooh, gon' take it all.
Take it all.
I record, then I'm ball.
Then I'm ball.
I ignored a lot of calls. On my mind. Ooh, I got real problems just like you. Tell that bitch I don't like you. Ain't nothing to it. Real one. Ain't nothing to it. Boss. Ain't nothing to it. Real one. Ain't nothing to it. I boss. Ooh, real one.
Watch all facts, no cap, false. Nigga, you not a boss, you got a boss. Niggas getting jerked, that shit hurts. I take it personally. Niggas rather work for the man than to work with me. Just so they can pretend they on my level. That shit is irking to me. Pride always goeth before the fall, almost certainly. It's disturbing what I gross.
What I gross.
Survey says you not even close.
Not even close.
Everybody's bosses till the time to pay for the office. To them invoices separate the men from the boys. Over here we measure success for how many people successful next to you. Here we say you broke if everybody is broke except for you. Bow.
Ain't nothing to it. Real one. My mama with my great great grandchildren already rich. That's a lot of brown turn on your Forbes list. Frolicking around my compound on my fortress. I'll be riding around with my seat reclining. Dropping my daughter off at school every morning. We slamming car doors. I be trolling on these bum whores. You ain't talking about nothing. I ain't got no time. They gotta relax. Toes in the sand. Mama getting fat.
Nothing to it. Real one. Ain't nothing to it.
All right, that was Boss from The Quartet by Beyonce. And I think, in my opinion, I truly believe Beyonce is a self-actualized person. I feel like she fully fits that description. I'm a pretty big fan of Beyonce, because you guys may not know that, but I am. But anyway, I used to watch her interviews when she was younger, and she would just talk about everything that she wanted, but she said it in a sense as if she already knows that she's going to have it. She's going to say, when people ask her, where do you see yourself in 10 years? She'll say, I see myself as a mom. I see myself as a legend. I see myself as one of the top artists, best performers in history. That goal, she did what it took to put in the time and effort, because she knew exactly what she was capable of. She knew exactly where she exceeded and how good she was. She knew she was a good singer. She knew she was a great dancer. But she exceeded herself and her expectations and everyone else's because she knew exactly what she wanted. She saw that, she had that vision of herself. She stayed true to herself and what she believed, and she went for it. So that's why I love that song, because, you know, she's owning it. She's like, you know, yeah, I'm a boss. She put in the time and the effort, and she got that, you know, the benefits of working hard. And believing in yourself and, like, being true to yourself, you know, and everything that it takes to be the best fulfillment of you. So now that we're back on to the second part of the show, I have the, we're talking about, today's topic is self-actualization. I'm going to give definition again. The definition of self-actualization is the realization of fulfillment of one's talent and potential, especially considered as a drive or need present in everyone. Present in everyone is in, we all have the need and desire to be fully fulfilled in our best selves, and it's considered a drive because it which drives us every day. Like, for instance, what drives you to eat is hunger. What drives you to have security and shelter is a job. That's what drove you to the job, is that desire to be taken care of. Same thing with self-actualization. What drives you to be the best you can be and authentically being you, and not what people feel like you should be, or what you feel like people feel like that you should be, or you feel like you want to be for other people. It's just like being you authentically, basically, trusting yourself and your own judgment. Another quote from Abraham Maslow, who is the psychologist, and I love this one, too. Another one of mine. He goes, He who belies his talent, the born painter who sells stocking instead, the intelligent man who lives a stupid life, the man who sees the truth and keeps his mouth shut, the coward who gives up his own manliness, all of these people perceive in a deep way that they are, I'm sorry, that they have done wrong to themselves and despise themselves for it. Out of this self-punishment may come neurosis, but they may equally come renewed courage. So this thing is like, you want to be a writer, and you write, and you're a good writer, but you don't set out to fulfill your desire to become a better writer, and if you desire to be a renowned writer, or even just write kids' books, or something that you know that you're good at, but instead you know that risk could potentially fail, and you are so afraid of that disappointment, so to speak, that you do something more safe, like being a manager at Home Depot, which is nothing wrong with that if you're fully fulfilled, but not if you're not. And it goes on to such to say that when it says a person will despise themselves for not doing it, they feel like they have done wrong by saying that. I know that if I had just did this, it's like basically living a life with regret. I know that if I had just done this, I could have did this and the third. And you think about the life that you potentially could have had if you actually set out to fully exceed in your potentials and your talents. But when he goes on to say, but they may equally be renewed courage. It means that at any moment you can start self-actualizing. At any moment you can fully say, you know what, I'm going to set these goals, set certain goals. I'm going to fulfill and be the best person I can be for my happiness and myself. I'm going to stop doing this, that, and the third because this is what is so, you know, socially accepted for everyone else. I'm going to just only be me. And when you do that, you break the chains of just wanting to, you know, fit in so bad that you care what other people think. Looking at what everybody else has and not focused on yourself, you know, trying to compare yourself in ways of how you don't match up to this type of person because you, once you fully live your life for you, it doesn't, none of that matters anymore. It seems petty. It seems non-principled. You know what I mean? It seems small. And that's why, you know, that's why people say, you know, people are always looking at everybody else's grass, trying to see if it's green, that they, you know, neglect their own lawn. You're too busy looking at what they have, and you feel like, you know, that you can't do it or whatever. Whatever things that you tell yourself of why you can't be your best self and be the most authentic you. You know, and a self-actualized person also as well is well-grounded and has good ethics and morals, such as righteousness, increased self-respect, because they're out there doing, by doing the right thing, they get their own reward of just the, I guess, the positivity of the situation. One of the things that Maslow also talks about, I guess you can, well, what he calls them is call them peak experiences, is basically you're more stimulated when you're more self-actualized because you're more spontaneous. You're just more into what feels right at every moment to you and trusting yourself and your own judgment. You transform the image and the views of the world, and you're free from, like, social, for constantly needing social acceptance and social comparison. And you defoe, like, anyone else's judgment, you know, at your own conscience. You know what I mean? Like, if a person who is really secure in themselves and knows themselves, for instance, like, if you were, let's say you're on a boat, and two people on a boat, one person has never rowed the boat before, and they're seasick because that's why they never rowed it before, and it's making them nauseous. And you can go up to that person and you can be like, wow, you look really sick. You look like you're about to throw up. And from them already being anxious and nauseous, they would do so. And then you have someone who, say, like the sailor who's been on the sea plenty of times, you know, like that's his job, he rides the boat. And you go up to him and you say, wow, you look really nauseous. You look like you're going to throw up. He might, like, he already knows himself. You can't, like, instill doubt to someone who knows for a fact, like, he's not seasick. He knows that, you know, he's rowed the boat. He's been here plenty of times, so he would look at you like he was crazy. Same thing, like, with yourself. Constantly seeking other people's judgment and deferring to them and how someone else feels about you is how you should feel about yourself. Like, someone can't tell you about you if you already know you, right? And people will try to do that. Everybody's going to tell you how they feel and who you are. Forget that. That doesn't matter. If you know who you are, it wouldn't matter to you. It shouldn't matter to you. And it could never matter to you. And I think all people need to understand that as well. Like, you decide who you are, who you want to be, period. I think a lot of people are afraid to do that because they're so, like, bound to how other people feel in their opinion. in their opinion. Self-actualizers have become strong enough to be independent and good of their own opinion and ignore those of others. Setting goals for yourself and knowing that you're going to do it and pushing yourself to do it and achieving stuff in life for you doesn't seem more of a problem when you're going to self-actualize. Settling like for less than your best and who you really are, that problem starts to basically write you from the inside out. Not knowing that you could potentially be of the best you that you know that you desire to be and not doing it, that's what causes people to be crazy depressed and have crazy anxiety. I don't know if you guys probably don't know or even care, but I was watching this tip, I guess it was on TMZ or something. It was on Facebook, and it was the game. The rapper was making a comment about Rob Kardashian, who had gained a lot of weight. I was just basically telling him, like, we're going to get him working out. We're going to get him better. And I guess one of the big things about it was he was suffering from depression because he wasn't feeling good about himself because he gained a lot of weight. Anyway, the point that I'm trying to make is that you as a person may be struggling with certain things where you know you can do better in, but you don't actually get up and actually do it, and so you can become the best version of yourself, which is like with him wanting to be a more healthy and fit person, but you don't do it. You do the comfort thing instead because it's easier. You know what I mean? It's easy to just every day get up, go in, clock out, and come home. It's safe and that's secure. But it doesn't fulfill you mentally and emotionally. And that was what basically what I mean when I said it can light you from the inside out. Because it's like, you know what you're capable of, you know what you have to do, you know what you need to do, and you don't do it. And then people feel like, people wonder why, you know, why they don't feel motivated and why they don't feel like doing it. It's because they haven't satisfied their self-actualizing needs. Yeah, because, you know, I think that's the main thing that holds us back is caring too much what people think. And also that, I guess that secure feeling of knowing that you know the outcome to every day doing the bare minimum through each day. I feel like we are all very powerful in how our life turns out. Some people like to blame it on circumstances and where they came from and not having this much, but I feel like you also know exactly what it does take to change a lot of the circumstances we already have. It seems so simple, but I know it's just way easier said than done. It's kind of like you see someone in a toxic relationship and you know that the easiest thing to do, the smartest thing to do, the best thing to do is just to get out of it and move on. But that's for the person in it, for some reason, it's like they know that. They know that that's the best thing to do. But it's also the everyday grind, I guess. So that person's always going to be there. And I always have this whole person's going to care about me. Nobody else will want all these things that we tell ourselves that holds us back from fully being ourselves and having a better life and taking control of our lives. Because you know that you think it's for yourself, just leave. You're like, why won't they leave? They can leave. So many options, so many choices, so many things that they can actually do, but they don't do it. And then they start to rock from the inside out, like I said, mentally. They're damaged mentally, they're damaged spiritually, they're damaged emotionally. We imprison ourselves with these thoughts into having something mediocre. And, you know, and when I say that, I want to be understood that what you want does not have to be what everybody else wants. If you are just even want to be a small business owner, that fulfills you, that makes you happy, you accomplish your every day, you're getting up and doing what you love and what you want to do and taking pride in yourself and your life. You want to be a yoga instructor. You want to be a opera singer. You want to be a CEO or anything, no matter what it is. How it may seem to someone else, it's about how does it feel to you. You know what I mean? You don't conform and confine to certain basic rules and regulations that were preset for you because of where you are and where you're from. You genuinely just be yourself authentically and on your own merit, on your own terms. You wanted to go live in China, and because you like that way of living, go live in China. It's okay, like, whatever you want to do. It's just, you know, it's really good for, like, understanding that you have to own your own happiness. I was talking to someone the other day about the Acrimony movie with Taraji, and everyone was saying how she was the victim, and I said, I don't see how she was the victim if you haven't seen it. And basically, she's in a 20-year marriage where she's just not happy. And people feel like, oh, she built him up and then he left. But it's like at any moment, and you're in a life and you're in a rut or you're not fully living yourself, you just get up, go to work, go home, get up, go to work, go home. And that's no way for anyone to live, I don't think. There's no, like, there's no spontaneity. There's no spontaneous moments. There's no taking each moment that you live in your life and just loving it and being happy with it because, you know, you're doing it at your own merit. So at any moment, I feel like she could have said, this is not working. You sacrifice too much, but you're not taking care of yourself because, I mean, of course, there's fear of the unknown, but you know exactly what you want. You have to really get up and take it and do it. It's a drive. You need that motivation, and it's discipline. Long-term, not short-term, not being caught up in each small moment just for that small gratification. It's about thinking about what lies ahead. And also, at the same time, being fully and happy at yourself at that current moment because, you know, you're making a decision. You know it's the right decision to make for you. And you know that you are just secure and bold enough within yourself that any potential outcome is going to be, you know, out of the choices you made, and you're okay with that. So we're going to take another music break, guys, and we're going to come back and finish up with my final thought.
Nope. Yep. Nope. Yep. Nope. Yep. Nope. Yep.
Ever told on a brother?
Nope.
Ever squeezed the trigger?
Yep.
Ever set a brother up?
Nope.
Ever helped a brother out when he was down on his
luck?
You a sap?
Nope.
You a boss player? You a Mac?
Yep.
Let me hold a couple dollars.
Nope.
Y'all still be popping y'all collars?
Yep.
Stock rims on the scrape?
Nope.
Paint wetter than a lake?
Yep.
Poodle in my blood? I'm a thug.
Yeah.
You a loser?
Nope.
Winner?
Yeah.
Starving?
Nope.
Dinner?
Yeah.
You still sell dope?
Nope.
Now you cleaner than a bar done soap?
Yeah.
Got a little Gouda?
Nope.
Got a thumper, got a Ruger?
Yeah.
You in love with the house?
Nope.
She bringing you the dough?
Yeah.
You gon' cry if she leave?
Nope.
You gon' fly overseas?
Yeah.
Everybody got choice.
I choose to get money, I'm stuck to this bread.
Everybody had choice.
These bitches and I'm all in their heads.
once thou out of life that I chose.
Everybody got choices.
These bitch be hating, I already know, but I never go broke.
No.
I'ma stay getting money.
Yeah.
And I ain't gotta sell my soul.
No.
I'ma stay getting money.
Yeah.
If you broke, you ain't like me.
No. I'ma stay getting money. Yeah.
I give a fuck, you don't like me.
No.
I'ma stay getting money.
Yeah.
Lazy.
Nope.
Got there to drop crazy.
Yep.
Wanna see a player get paper?
Yep.
Traitor?
Nope.
Loyal to my soil, not a faker?
Yep.
Sleep?
Nope.
Bust moves, hella active in the streets?
Yep.
Scared of the dark?
Nope.
Have money, have heart?
Yep.
Nork?
Nope.
Short?
Yep.
Gossip like a brawl?
Nope.
Chicken like a smog?
Yep.
Slipping?
Nope.
Tripping?
Yep.
Sober as a gopher?
Nope.
Higher than a roller coaster?
Yep.
Star Wars?
Nope.
Yoda?
Yep.
Never leave the house without my strap?
Nope.
Shoot a motherfucker's nap?
Yep.
Never been a sucker off?
Nope.
Blowing cookie, never coughing like a rookie?
Yep. Everybody got choices.
I choose to get money, I'm stuck to this bread.
Everybody got choices.
These bitches choosing, I'm all in their head.
Everybody got choices.
Keep it one thou out of life that I chow.
Everybody got choices.
These brothers be hating, I already know, but I never go broke.
No.
I'ma stay getting money.
Yeah.
And I ain't gotta sell my soul.
No.
I'ma stay getting money.
Yeah.
If you broke, you ain't like me.
No.
I'ma stay getting money.
Yeah.
I give a f- you don't like me.
No.
I'ma stay getting money.
Yeah.
Was it love at first sight?
Nope.
Did she ride you like a bike?
Yep.
Was it ripe?
Nope.
Was
yep.
Got the property?
Nope.
Drive a Maserati?
Yep.
You softer than a sock?
Nope.
You solid as a rock?
Yep.
Slow?
Nope.
Train to go?
Yep.
Your team weak?
Nope.
You respected in the street need?
Yep.
Shallow?
Nope.
Denny?
Yep.
Broke?
Nope.
Chinny?
Yep.
Not a BB or a pellet gun?
Nope.
But a long barrel bass drum?
Yep.
If I get into a well run?
Nope.
I'ma give a brother a fair run?
Yep.
Still live in the track?
Nope.
You ever go back?
Yep.
Wear a wire and a camera?
Nope.
Ears to the scanner?
Yep. Everybody got choices.
I choose to get money, I'm stuck to this bread.
Everybody got choices.
These bitches are choosing, I'm all in their head.
Everybody got choices.
Keep it one thou out of life that I chow.
Everybody got choices.
These brothers be hating, I already know, but I never go broke.
No.
I'ma stay getting money.
Yep.
And I ain't gotta sell my soul.
All right, guys, that was Choices by E-40. I like that song. Basically, I like it because he's basically just making a point of just like, you know, they got the good choices and the bad choices, and you know which choices, you know, you want to do, you know, is up to you. It's okay, guys, we're talking about self-actualization, the fulfillment of one's potential. Self-actualization, the reason why I wanted to cover this, a lot of us, you know, I feel like a lot of people have identity issues and some people know who they are and don't for fear of what everyone else thinks and for the basic security of just having, you know, the bare minimum just so we can get through each day to day. And so many of us choose that path because it's easier and it's predictable and or whatever. Well, sometimes we could have our priorities in the wrong place. Again, and that goes back to what everybody caring about what everybody feels. I think we all know for a fact, and maybe we're afraid of it, like who we really are and who we truly can be. I think people, you know, have their dreams crushed because of something, you know, that someone said, especially someone whose opinion you respect, so it's usually someone close to you, and a person may not mean any harm. They may have their own fears, and they project it onto them, you know, unconsciously, like whatever. And another person would take that and absorb that because that fear was instilled in them, and also that judgment, you know, might have hurt them a little bit, like the feeling, the psyche, they mentally, you know what I mean? I mean, mentally. So it's about going against that and fully being yourself. I think, you know, and I guarantee you're going to be a more happier and well-adjusted person. We know right from wrong and the basic, you know, needs of, I mean, the basic, you know, understanding ethically of just wanting live and let live, judge other people and how they live, to let people be themselves. And if it, in my thing, if it doesn't hurt themselves or other, then I have no issue with it. You know what I mean? Because there are people out there who invested interest is to harm other people, and I, you know, those people. You know, we have to protect others again. But for yourself, you know exactly who you are and what you're capable of. You know exactly, like, the life that you feel live and want to live. And you, I don't know if your issue is you're afraid of what people might think, or if you're just afraid of the fear of failure. And it takes hard work and dedication. But I think that's what gives us, that's what motivates us to get out of bed. Want getting up and be able to do and be you. You're working for something and achieving something, you know, to for the greater need of yourself, or whether it's to leave a mark or take care of other people that you love or inspire, or feel a sense of accomplishment. Whatever your desire is to be when you're trying, when you are being yourself. And you don't have many regrets because you was able to, like, be you and love yourself enough to be you. And sometimes that might seem scary, and, you know, people like that, because they don't care about what other people feel and how they, in their own judgment, they have less friends, you know. But people really only need a few close friends. And also, you know, that's why people think family is important. So those are the people that you have no matter what. I think family is very important. But once you let go of that need to satisfy external sources and start satisfying yourself internally, you're automatically going to be happier. You're going to be okay because you're going to have that fulfillment of yourself, like, fully being the best version of you. Actualize is freeing yourself from others' opinions, like, they no longer concern you. Freeing yourself from contradicting thoughts. When you get motivated and excited about a goal or an opportunity, stop letting self-doubt override your motivation and need for fulfillment. What good have those thoughts done for you anyway? And that's one thing I had to learn about myself, is I have all these thoughts, these negative thoughts, things are holding me back. But what good do they do you? What good does it, I mean, did it really provide you with any type of real security? Did they really protect you, or did they stagnate you? Because being secure with yourself and learning to trust your own judgments is what drives you to be your best self. I don't know if you guys have ever heard this quote, and the quote is, the opposite of courage is not cowardness, but it's conformity. Stop letting life happen to you and in the victim mentality. The fear of the unknown is scary and has stopped a lot of us from taking control of our lives and our happiness. We find someone or something to blame, like, for our pain and our circumstances and why things are the way they are, instead of taking control of your life. You know, we you look for someone or something to put as a reason why I'm not with this, and that's just all a bunch of excuses, because you know what you have to do, and we do, and maybe that helps some people sleep better at night by saying, well, this turned out like this because of this person, and not fully seeing your actions that led up to it. You know exactly what you need to do. You know exactly who you should be, you know, and you have to remain humble, of course, and also, you know that no one or nothing owes you anything. You owe yourself. You are responsible for how you feel and your own happiness and, you know, how everything turns out. I have a friend, and she was just telling me about, you know, one day about how she was when she was younger. She was so used to everybody taking care of her. So when she got into a relationship after she moved out, she moved in with her then boyfriend, and he had the job, and he went to school, and he basically took care of her. But the relationship was good and was horrible. After going into details, I don't want to put too much of business out there, but it was just something that she could not. She should not have been in. It was damaging to her mentally, spiritually, and physically, and psychologically. But what kept her in it was the fear of being independent and going out and living for yourself. And she had two options. She could have went home, or she could have stood up and took care of herself. She was scared. She didn't want to go home anymore, but she was too scared to go out at the same time and be on her own, because she didn't know if she could do it, because she's never done it. And that was the fear of the unknown, of failing. And that's what kept her in that relationship, that comfort, that understanding of what, knowing that you're going to have a place to stay and food to eat. That's like settling in the lower hierarchy needs and the self-actualizing a hierarchy pyramid. The needs of like belonging and food security and shelter and stuff like that. She got that. She had that, but within herself, she was writing from, like I said, from the inside out, because she was miserable. She didn't want to take the control and responsibility for her own life. Even myself, like, just being in a relationship before, that was not good. And because of that sense, the comfort of knowing I'm going to have that person every day is, like, what kept me in it. And that's why a lot of people freak out and get scared when the person that they care about and love them leaves them, because if that comfort is gone, it's missing, they're afraid of the unknown, and they feel like, whatever reason that they can't be by themselves for whatever amount of time until someone else comes along to the story. What she did was one day, I guess when she had enough, she decided to move out, and it was hard, of course. Nothing comes easy to anyone. And she stuck with it. She didn't run back home, and she didn't run back to her relationship. She stuck with it by herself and figured it out. And see, she was able to become fully independent. Like right now, she looked at, you know, all the thoughts that she had and how ridiculous they were to hold her back in situation for longer than needed, because of that certain comfort that she was getting when she made the choice and the actions to set forth to be a better version of herself. And now, like, I know her now, she's so happy. I didn't know her back then, but I know her now. And that just is one of my friends who every day is always smiling, always has something nice to say, always positive, always just in the good mood most of the time, because she's made choices for herself and for her life to do better and be better. And now she's in a whole new relationship now. And at the time, she couldn't see it. She didn't know what the future held. But because she decided that I'm no longer going to let this happen to me, I'm going to take control of who I want to be, and she did that and put the time in to fulfill that and be that, now she's happy. She wakes up with a smile. She wakes up with a purpose. She wakes up with goals, and she wakes up knowing that this is what she chose on her own merits and for herself. Like, success is up to you, and we know that. And it doesn't matter where you feel, I mean, what people believe that you should feel, what you perceive as success and happiness for you is what it is, what you want. If you was a salesman door to door, you just want to be the best salesman and move and grow and, you know, and grow his organization and just be the best top salesman, or if you just wanted to just be a salesman and take care of your family. Be the best salesman that you can be potentially, and every day you reach them goals and you get up and you are the best husband, father, brother, sister you can be to the people around you. You express yourself authentically, you know, not you know, trying, because you don't care too much what people think, but you're honestly honest and open with who you are and with others. You naturally succeed where you feel, and you're naturally more happier, because you're, in each moment you have more, like you said, peak experiences in life. Who you are naturally, I mean authentically and genuinely. You know, how other people feel you should be, and how they feel like life should be for other people, they're speaking more to themselves than they are to others or to you. Because what matters to you, what matters to them, doesn't have to matter to you. Other people's opinion of you is none of your business, and we all know that. So I think what we need to do is stop second guessing, stop having contradicting thoughts. When you know something is for sure, it's for you and what you want, and then you have those thoughts that hold you back and stop you and bring self-doubt into you in that. Positive that you want. Put your all into that. That's when you begin to be the best version of yourself and be happier. And it took me a minute to understand that too. And also, in each moment, be blessed with what you have at the same time. You know, people, it could be a lot worse. So, you know, and we all know that there are people who are in very bad situations. And if that's your desire, is to go out and help them and fulfill them and give back, you should. I think you should, regardless, anyway, in any type of big or small, get back in the best way. But basically, be yourself. Authentically, be happy. And that is all that I have for today's show. And we will see you guys next Monday for next show. Bye. Oh, thank you.